one of the more interesting things is the Exploding Castle. And the Exploding Castle almost didn't make it onto the game. It was basically the day before we had to have a design complete and ready to done to send off to the vendor to actually manufacture. And the mechanical engineer, Bob Friesel at the time, hadn't quite got to getting that device working completely. So we just kind of had a shell of an idea that nothing was really completely working. And George Gomez, as many of you know from Pinball Lore too, and a lot of the games that he's done, and I think he's doing a talk tomorrow night, he actually came to our rescue in there, and he stayed overnight, and we worked on putting together an exploding castle and a mechanism that worked that we had to show to management the next morning at like 9 a.m. to say, hey, we want to keep this castle, we want to keep this exploding thing. George came up with this great idea to make this work. And they bought off on it, and they threw some people on it, and we were able to crank through it and get it on the game in time. So that was a pretty tense moment at the time, but I'm glad it all came through.